Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
When we find ourselves in a difficult place, it's easy to wonder what God's purposes are. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Pastor and author Robert Morgan has taken a familiar Old Testament account and provided us with 10 strategies for difficult times. He joined guest host Bill Arnold and George Frazier to talk about the Red Sea rules and reminded us the same God who led you in will lead you out. And he tackled one of the central questions, what's the purpose of the difficulties in our lives?
Well, of course, it all goes back to sin and to Satan and to what happened in Genesis chapter 3. But on another level, it is just reality. And Jesus spoke very clearly to this when he said, in this world you will have tribulation. And so troubles just come with life. And one of the encouraging things to me, sort of encouraging in a strange way, is to study the biographies of the people in the Bible, and every one of them faced problems. And this is what Hebrews chapter 11 is. It's the roll call of all kinds of people in the Bible who had problems but trusted the Lord with those problems and persevered anyway. And after this long list of people who had incredible problems in Hebrews chapter 11, we get to chapter 12, and it says, therefore, since we are encompassed by this great cloud of witnesses, since we have their testimonies to spur us on, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And Jesus, and that quote that I gave you earlier, said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And this is what makes the Christian different from everybody else. Everybody else may be getting along well with life now, but ultimately they're going to have problems. With the Christians, we sometimes have problems now, but ultimately all is going to be well.
One of the other study questions, Robert, is you said, you know, to be honest, how have you been initially reacting to your own Red Sea experience? So we're talking about our own personal problems, and you're asking to be honest, and how are you reacting and responding? And I think for the most part, people handle that well some days and other days just terrible. How do we become more consistent?
And that was true for the Bible writers, too. When you read the Psalms, there are times when you begin a psalm and the writer is in tremendous distress. But by the end of the psalm, he's ending it with a note of praise. It's like I talked about Exodus 14 and 15. We move from panic to praise. And the process of working through our emotions and our spiritual life and the circumstances and learning to trust God with these things and thinking through them and definitely learning to intentionally cast our cares on the Lord, knowing that He cares for us, that is a real process of spiritual growth. And that's what this little book, The Red Sea Rules, is intended to help people do.